Good afternoon. I'm truly blessed to be here and share the Word of God, and I thank you, Charles Uncle, for giving me this opportunity. And now let us see the seventh word on the cross. Luke chapter 23, verse 48 says, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Out of all the six words, this stands out for me as in prayer. It says that Jesus cried out in a loud voice. He was nails thrown on his head, and he was pained. Imagine how pained he must have been. A person who is about to die cannot speak loudly, but Jesus cried out in a loud voice. This stood out to me, even though he was in pain, yet he reached out to God and he prayed. As a Christian, we should reach out to God, and we should pray when we are in trouble or we are in pain. In Roman days, to kill a person on the cross, they twist their legs and kill them. But they did not twist Jesus' leg. Jesus committed his spirit to his Father's hand and took his last breath. In Luke chapter 23, verse 45 says, For the sun stopped shining and the curtain of the temple was torn into two. It also says in Mark chapter 15, verse 38, The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. If a curtain is hanging from the ceiling, how can you tear from top to bottom? If you want, you need to have a ladder. But in the words, it says that it was torn from top to bottom. There is a holy altar in the temple. Only priests can enter and talk to God and do sacrifice. God tore the curtain from top to bottom when Jesus said, It is finished. The purpose for God to tear this curtain was that anyone can enter in the altar, even the unholy ones, so they can be holy. Now let us look at Psalm 29, verses 1 through 9. I will read it in English first, and I want someone in here to read it in Tamil. Chapter 29, verses 1 through 9. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in peace the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oak and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry glory. And now I want someone to read in Tamil, Psalm chapter 29, verse 1 through 9. Thank you. In Psalm 29, it talks about how powerful the Lord's voice is. In the Bible, it talks about through His voice, how the tombs were opened and the holy ones were raised from death. That's how powerful His voice is. After Jesus said, It is finished, the curtain was torn and anyone was able to enter the altar and praise God. Because no one was worthy enough to go to the altar, now everyone can. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it talks about, it says that God loved God, the God who loved the world, that He gave His own one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved the world, and He sent His one and only Son with a purpose. The purpose is finished and completed, and Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, and He took His last breath. Jesus was fully satisfied after this. Lastly, if a doctor tells us that we only have a couple of days to live, how will we react? What will we do? Will we be happy? Jesus knew from the beginning this was going to happen. He came to this world with God's command, and He fulfilled that command. Jesus didn't fear because He finished the work that was given by God. For us, there shouldn't be any fear for death either, because Jesus has prepared a lovely place for us in heaven. We all have a purpose, and to complete God's purpose, we need to be fully commit. We need to fully commit our spirit, our soul, and our body to God, so that He may work within us. Our purpose is to live for God and do His work. If we are fully committed to God, He will work in many ways. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Father, thank you for giving me the courage to share your words. Father, help us to follow you and to be committed to you, Father. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.